The Man Who Escaped, Episode 9. Coke found food and clothes in a cottage several miles away from the nearest village. However, a policeman came to tell the old lady in the cottage to watch out for Coke. Coke knocked the policeman down and stole his bike.
Baxter got into the car first. Halls was right behind him.
You drive. You know the area better than I do,
Baxter said. They raced out of the town and into the dark countryside.
It's ridiculous,
Halls said.
Does he really think he's going to get away from us on a bike?
Coke isn't a fool,
Baxter answered.
He probably doesn't realize we already know what happened in the old lady's house.
You mean he doesn't know that even village policemen have small two-way radios these days?
That's right. He probably thinks it's going to take that policeman at least half an hour to get to the nearest phone. He thinks he can get pretty far in that time.
10 minutes later, about 3 miles from the old lady's house, Baxter suddenly saw someone on the dark road ahead.
Look, there!
He shouted.
There's someone on a bike, and look, he's going to get off!
Hall saw the man quite clearly, but only for a second. As soon as the man saw they were in a police car, he dropped his bike and ran into the trees at the side of the road.
That's Coke!
Baxter shouted.
He isn't going to get away this time!
Baxter jumped out of the car even before Hall stopped it, and ran after Coke. Halls jumped out too. He didn't even switch off the headlights. All Coke's training as a soldier helped him now. Baxter was just behind him when Coke suddenly turned. Baxter tried to grab him, but almost lost his balance. Then Coke hit him on the chin as hard as he could. Baxter fell to the ground heavily. At that moment, Halls jumped on Coke from behind, but Coke threw him over his back and against a tree, and then ran back towards the road before Halls could get up. Even when he did, he fell back to the ground again. There was a terrible pain in his ribs. Coke saw the police car very clearly. The headlights were still on, and one of the doors was open. Coke jumped in. It took Baxter several seconds to realize where he was. At first, all he could feel was a terrible pain in his jaw. Then he heard the sound of a car engine starting. He looked up and saw Halls pointing to it. Suddenly, Baxter realized everything. Halls tried to run after the car, but it was too late. Coke was gone, and so was their car.